It's Wednesday, November 1st, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Five Sudanese pastors were arrested on October 22nd by an increasingly hostile government. Nathan Johnson of International Christian Concern told the Worldview that the crackdowns are the natural outgrowth of the president's pro-Islam stance.
Omar al-Bashir, who's the president of Sudan at this time, stated back in 2012 after South Sudan separated that he was going to try and make the constitution 100% Sharia, meaning it was going to be an entire Islamic constitution. What that's turned into now is, in, I believe it was January or December of 2016, January 2017, the Sudanese government put out a statement saying they were going to demolish 27 churches in and around Khartoum and Omdurman. So it's not even just like locals doing this. This is actually by the government itself.
Johnson said that in most of the cases, the pastors are only held for about 24 hours, but they are often forced to check in regularly with the police. Pray for the persecuted Church of Sudan Africa. A man in a Home Depot pickup truck killed 8 people when he drove onto the West Side bike path into 23 people in Lower Manhattan, New York, yesterday afternoon at 3:15 p.m. He shouted, "Allahu Akbar," which means Allah is greater, as he got out of his vehicle with fake guns, police sources told the New York Post. Nearly a dozen more were injured. ABC Action News reports that the suspect in custody has been identified as 29-year-old Saifullo Saipov from Tampa, Florida. A U.S. House subcommittee is scheduled to consider a bill today to protect unborn babies from abortion once they have a detectable heartbeat, reports KIOW News. It has 170 co-sponsors. Republican Congressman Steve King of Iowa, who introduced the Heartbeat Protection Act, H.R. 490, earlier this year, said, quote, "Since Roe v. Wade was unconstitutionally decided in 1973, nearly 60 million innocent babies' lives have been ended by the abortion industry, all with a rubber stamp by the federal government," end quote. Listen to Janet Porter, the champion of the bill, talk with Dr. James Dobson about it recently in a link we have in our transcript at theworldview.com. You can fax 476 members of Congress urging them to support the heartbeat bill for just $15 in a separate link in our transcript. Jeremiah 1:5 declares, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." Martin Luther King's niece is comparing the fight against racism with the fight against abortion, describing the pro-life campaign as, quote, "the new civil rights movement," end quote. Alveda King said babies are being, quote, "womb lynched," end quote, by pregnancy terminations, warning, quote, "today's unborn are yesterday's blacks, best kept out of sight and out of mind, lest they remind us of the injustices we commit. I see absolutely no difference between the denial of rights to people because of their skin color and the denial of rights to people because of their age or condition of dependency," end quote. North Carolina parents expressed outrage this week after learning that the abortion chain Planned Parenthood was scheduled to teach a sex education program called Get Real to their middle school children. WRAL News reports Cumberland County Middle Schools put the program on hold this month after hundreds of parents voiced their concerns. Pro-life evangelical leader Franklin Graham praised the parents for their involvement, CBN News reports. George Washington was one of the founding members of Christ Church in Alexandria, Virginia, buying pew number 5 when the church opened in 1773, and attending for more than 2 decades whenever he rode north from Mount Vernon to do business in town, reports the Washington Times. This weekend, Washington's church announced it was pulling down a memorial plaque to its one-time vestryman and the country's first president, saying he and another famous parishioner, Robert E. Lee, have become so controversial that they are chasing away would-be parishioners. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Data Analysis by backgroundchecks.org, here are the 10 most sexually diseased states in America: Alaska, Mississippi, Louisiana, Georgia, New Mexico, North and South Carolina, Arkansas, Delaware, and Oklahoma. The rise in primary and secondary syphilis over the last 17 years is primarily attributable to increases among homosexual men. 1 Corinthians 6:18 says, "Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body." And finally, a high school football player with cerebral palsy got the opportunity of a lifetime last Friday night when he scored an 80-yard touchdown, reports SunnySkies.com. Atlee High School senior Sep Sheary received the handoff, and players on both teams cheered him on as he ran. Take a look at the minute-long video in our transcript at theworldview.com. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, November 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.